Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? It is Friday. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. So good to have you on with me on a Friday. What are we going to get into today? San Diego. I did it already. The Los Angeles Superchargers went back. Not a good match. Talk Suns. Talk D-backs. Pleasure today. Get to talk D-backs with the one and only Derek Montilla, AZ Sports. He'll join us probably about 10 minutes after the hour. Look forward to him. One of the original members of the Wolfpack. You'll know what I mean when Derek comes on. And anything else you guys want to bring up? No, we're going to go through these games real quick. Give you your winners and your losers for this week in the NFL. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Thank you so much. We are brought to you by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located 4901 South Almond School. That's Almond School in Chandler Heights in the Chandler area. Get in and let them know the PLR sent you. They will take care of you. 10% off of any cigar purchase you have. You also can become a club member. Get a lock of the bags directly up to a humidor. Never ever worry about sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We will be there one day next week. I'm sure I'll let you know as we get closer to the date. But we will definitely be in the house. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Almond School in Chandler Heights. Let me know PLR sent you, and they will take care of you 10% off of any cigar purchase you have. Again, everyone, it's Friday. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Big weekend coming up in the world of football. Bowl season starts tomorrow as well. Sun Devils, Las Vegas Bowl. I know there's other bowls. That's the only one I'm focused on. Once this bowl is over, then I'll go ahead and talk about the other ones. Will be a tough game, though, against Fresno State. Mr. Telfish puts together an incredible team. They won one game last year, 11 games this year. But we'll get more into that a little bit later in the show. All calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Number is 917-889-7828. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. To whom do I have the privilege of speaking to?
Hey, Paul. This is Lou.
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
I don't know if you mentioned about an article concerning about the Phoenix Suns, about their owner. He says despite all the rhetoric that's been going on, he is committed to keeping the team in Phoenix.
Everyone is committed to doing something until another offer hits you. I always say ownership of sports is the same. I mean, I think he wants to keep the Suns here. I think it'll be awfully hard for other owners to allow a move in the NBA right now. Basically, the deal is this. The Suns want the city of Phoenix to give them $150 million of a $230 million refurb. He wants to pay $80 million. $240, yes. He wants to pay only basically a little bit less than half or half of what the total bill is. They tried to get this vote through quickly. There's a new city council. As you know, everything flips in January with, you know, incoming council people, council members. There's a mayoral election going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. So they basically tabled the vote until, I want to say, January 23rd to figure out if they're going to give the Suns this money. I have some thoughts about that. I don't think taxpayers should ever be on the hook for money. But at the same time, I believe, though, that you're shooting off your nose to spite your face when you say, when people say, let the sports team go. Who cares? We'll get another one. Well, no, you probably won't get another one. That's one.
No.
And then two, you're revitalizing your downtown as we are in Phoenix, and it's really starting to thrive. You don't want to give away 48 nights of 20,000 people a night. And to me, that's just dumb. Do you necessarily want to pay the taxes? No. Do you want to be held hostage to paying taxes? No. But sometimes sport events make it better for the city. And even if he does move the team out of town, let's say he gets a sweetheart deal from one of the reservations and they help him build a new arena, say, in, you know, outside of Scottsdale. What happens to all those jobs downtown now? So I think it's much bigger than just, you know, people don't want to pay taxes, let them go. I just, it's never quite that simple. So we'll see. We shall see.
Yeah.
But I do want to do this. I have Derek calling shortly. I want to pick some games. I want to pick them with you. If you want to go ahead and knock this out with him before
that time?
We get moving. Yep, let's do it.
Let's do it.
The Texans come your way to play the Jets. Texans coming off loss. The Jets are the Jets.
You know, I'll give the Jets at home for this one. And by the way, that game, although it's on NFL Network, the game is televised locally in my area on our local Channel 4.
Well, there you go. And it's a Saturday game, so everyone remember that.
Correct.
I'm going with the Texans. There's an early game tomorrow. The later game, the Browns-Cleveland travel to play Denver. Believe it or not, are you ready for this? 11-game winning streak for the Broncos, and I am going with the Browns on this one. Remember before the season started, I told you they would win between 6 and 8 games. Do you realize if they win this game, they'll put them at 6? So I had a good feeling all year about them. The Cardinals go to Atlanta.
Cardinals
play the Falcons. I'm going with Atlanta. I would never pick the Cardinals. And in the game, no one's going to watch. Detroit goes to Buffalo to play the Bills.
I'm going to give Buffalo the win at home.
You and me both. Cincinnati hosts the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland. Since Dalton's been gone, the team has been gone.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going. Actually, you know what though? I just don't trust Oakland on the road. Give me Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
The Colts hosts the red hot Cowboys.
Ride 'em, Cowboys.
You know what? I know that's your team, but you know what? I think this is a dangerous game for them. And I hate to say it like this, but the Cowboys almost have their division wrapped up, and the Colts are still playing for a playoff berth, and I think they have a little bit more to play for. Give me Indianapolis
I think with the division game on the line, though, I think it's going to be a little bit more to Dallas because that's what they're fighting for. So I'm going to go down on based on that.
It's going to be, honestly, I think it'll be one of the better games of the weekend. The Dolphins go to Minnesota to play the Vikings. Who are you rolling with?
Wait, was who against the Vikings?
The Dolphins go up to Minnesota.
Tough call, but I'm gonna say the Dolphins.
I'm with you. You know what? I'm leaning towards them, but I'm gonna just go ahead and stick with the home team on this one. The Titans,
okay.
Something to play for. The Giants went out. They could still sneak in. They come to New York as well this weekend. Who you got?
You know, I think the Giants are on to something, so I think I'm gonna take them for the home.
I'm with you, even with the injured Odell Beckham, who's already been ruled out. Give me the Giants anyway. The Redskins play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Another who cares games, but who you rolling with?
Jaguars are nothing this year. The Redskins are still fighting for that playoff spot, so I'm gonna go with the Redskins. Jacksonville's a dumpster fire.
I'm gonna go with the Jaguars just because they're at home and. I think I'm quarterbacking the Redskins. I'm just waiting to get the playbook this week. Buccaneers march into Baltimore to play the Ravens.
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
I'm with you on that one. Seahawks go up to San Fran or down to San Fran to play the 49ers.
San Francisco is a joke. I have to go to the Seahawks. I don't like them, but San Francisco is nothing.
I'm with you on that one as well, too. Another huge game this week. Patriots-Steelers.
This is a tough one. I thought long and hard about this. You may think this is ridiculous, but I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Going with the Steelers, too. It's my wife's favorite team. I still want to live in this house. Give me the Steelers to beat the Patriots.
Right.
Eagles invade L.A. to play the Rams. Rams coming off a tough loss against the Bears.
Rams
all the way. The Bears hosting Green Bay. If Green Bay loses this game, they secure a losing season. If they have any hope of making the playoffs, they have to win out.
Sorry, but I have to go with my brother and go with the Bears.
I'm going with the Bears all the way. And then on Monday night, this is do or die for the Panthers. Saints come to Carolina. If Carolina loses, they are out. They are done. They have to beat
Saints.
New Orleans to stay alive. You know
Saints.
What? I am going with Carolina, and it's just because I think there's a little bit more fight left in that cat. Lou, quickly, tell everyone how they can catch your show.
Sure. The Enhanced Sports Show, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. For you, that's 4 to 6 in your time zone. We'll be discussing who do you think actually should have won the Heisman. It's also going to be our year-end special, so like I'm asking people, what was your favorite moment of 2018, because there was a lot of them. So if anybody gets a chance, call 605-562-0444, pin number 2612556, one and then pound, and then wait for the operator for further instructions. Otherwise, you're going to get locked out, and nobody wants that.
And Lou, the network that your show appears on, and the network that your show appears on again is?
Fox. No, I wish. It's In the Zone. It's part of we're partners with a service called NGSC.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you on Monday. Hopefully, you have a good weekend.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Always good to catch up with Lou. Good friend of the program. Love to hear from him all the time. Check his show out. It's a good show. Enhanced Sports Show. Some big news coming with the Cave Show as well. Stay tuned. You catch us obviously here on BTR website, links on the site, links all over the place. We're going to have another outlet as well that's going to pick us up, so I'll make sure that I get in contact or get in contact. I get in contact with you every day at the same time. I will leave the information for you as well here as well as Twitter and everything else. Quickly, very quickly, before Derek calls in something about the Suns.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the Cave with PLR.
A lot of people disagree with me when I say that about fans and taxes. But, folks, listen, it's not that easy anymore. And it's not always, the owners, they got to pay for everything. No, that's not the way it works anymore. Hasn't worked like that for a long time. And I know there's examples of owners that have paid for everything and they're billionaires and yada, yada, yada. But there's different level of billionaires. Now, I think the Suns should probably pony up a little bit more money. Yeah. Yeah, I think they should. Call me Teddy Pendergrass. I want a 50-50 love. I don't think that one entity should be on the hook for $160 million and other entities should be on the hook for $80. I think they should be equal partners. The city owns the building, so the renovations are the same way I feel about Chase Field. City owns the building, but you got a tenant that lives there. And I want you to stop thinking about this, and I make this very simplistic. And you're going to say, it's too simplistic, doesn't count, because taxpayers don't pay for it. But it would be the same thing if I'm a tenant and I live in an apartment building and it's time for renovations. And more or less, so I'm kind of on the hook. I'm still going to derive monetary benefits from it. I should go in with my owner, landlord, whatever, to pay some of it, but I shouldn't remodel the whole freaking place. And then one day they own the building, they own the place, I'm out, but I paid for all the remodeling too. Now, so I was unfortunately been linked to saying he'll move the team to Vegas or Seattle. He came out and flatly denied ever saying it to the council person that they said he said it to. I don't know one way or the other. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it isn't. I think if he did say that, optics are everything. Timing is everything. It's a terrible time to say it. Terrible time to make any threats at all, period. But at the same time, we can't just put our head in the sand and pretend like that's not a possibility. If you don't get what you want somewhere, you go somewhere else. If you're working at a job and they don't like it, you don't like them, they don't like you, you know what? You probably quit and go somewhere else. The problem with the Suns moving, I don't think, is the fact that teams don't want another team. I think sometimes teams, people say, well, they don't want that owner. The heck with the owner. Folks, let me tell you something. Mark Davis is not a good owner. We can see that by the coach that he hired. But Vegas isn't saying, oh, well, you know what? We've always wanted football, but we don't like Mark Davis, and we don't like the fact that he just hired a guy that, you know, that's giving away all their great players because he thinks he can start all over. So that's okay. Don't come. No, they're like, come. The Bidwells, when they left St. Louis, they weren't exactly known as putting a great product on the field. But when Phoenix had an opportunity to get a secure an NFL team, they didn't go, yeah, well, you know what? Bidwell has a rumor of not being a great owner. That's okay. Stay in St. Louis. Oh, they said, let's go. Let's roll. Come on. You didn't hear the Indianapolis Colts saying, you know what, Baltimore? It's really sneaky if you guys leave in the middle of the night. It's kind of shady. Just stay there. We don't want you in this kind of messy divorce. It's not fair. It's not fair what you're doing in Baltimore, moving out on a Mayflower moving truck in the middle of the night. You know what? We don't roll like that. We want to know that you had a proper divorce before you come and date us. They didn't. They said, roll through, dog. We got you. We got you. We don't care if you come on the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, the Mayflower. We don't care what you come on. Just set up football here in Indianapolis. Let's play. Don't think that. Don't think, oh, well, Robert Sarver's not good. No one else want him. Don't. Hey, they could care less. Now, owners have issues of who they want in their boys' club. And I can still say boys' club because there's – I know, there's a couple. Well, Virginia McCaskey's still up there, I think, with the Bears, but she's not the final decision maker. But in a good old boys' club ownership, which is just about in every sport, they're not saying, yeah, we may not like you, but you know what? Other problems. If Robert Sarver is not willing to spend more than $80 million in Phoenix, do you think he's really going to pay the relocation and all that and all the stuff that goes into moving to another arena? Come on, man. On the line with me right now, the one, only the mayor of Reseda, one of the original members of the Sports Cave. Now with Arizona Sport, my main man, the one, the only, Derek Montilla. Derek, I know we got you for limited time. What's up, bro?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you for joining us here in the Cave Show on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Everything is good. There's no ill will feeling here because PLR is one victory away from winning a gift card to pass on to Amir to take Lily out. It's
oh, no.
Real close.
No. This was a terrible fantasy football season, and I can't wait for it to be over. I never want to look back at this fantasy football season again as long as I live.
All right.
You know those seasons where every single thing you did was wrong? The long shots, the sure things, everything? It's rough. This was a rough year.
I'm just saying, when that doorbell rings, I don't want to get a phone call. Because if he beats Ed, that doorbell's going to ring.
That's fine. I have one of those Ring doorbell cameras, and I will pretend like we are not home.
You know what? I told him a long time ago, I said, you light-skinned, but you're still a brother. Only Ring doorbells on a Ring doorbell cam, so that way we have something on video.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you had a little bit of time. Like I said, I know it's short, but, Derek, you talked about this long before it happened, and you were kind of a proponent of it. But now that it's obvious that Pollock is going to be gone, a couple of the players have left, Corbin's left, but the big fish obviously was Goldie. Please talk about the face now. I mean – in all honesty, it's rare that sports have a face of a team anymore. but the D-backs lost their face.
Yeah, they really did. And, I mean, I don't know at this point. I'm sure Archie Bradley will kind of step up and be that. I'm not sure if people want him to be. I don't know if Archie Bradley over last season kind of did some things to tarnish his reputation a bit. No pun intended or pun intended, whichever way you want to take that. But it's interesting because I know Bradley. I know he's a very open person and he's a very honest person. He's fun. He has no problem telling you exactly how it is. And I know a lot of baseball players and athletes in general should kind of hold their answers back. And in some cases, I think it's made him the person that he is. And I'm sure he'll continue to do that. So I'm guessing that he'll be a big part of that. I wouldn't be surprised to see Ketel Marte step up and kind of be a face of this team as well.
Is it fair to say the Diamondbacks are going to be terrible next year?
Who knows? I was certain that those two games where they started a lineup that was completely garbage of guys you have never even heard of was Torey Lovullo waving the white flag, and I believe they won both of those games substantially. Definitely needed rejuvenating. I think it's unfortunate that Paul Goldschmidt went out the way he did, but I think in the long run, for his image, it was better that it happened the way it did. If he leaves St. Louis at the end of this team as a free agent, nobody in St. Louis is going to be upset with him because they don't have that same feeling towards him. They don't have that same feeling the Arizona fans do, and that's the reason why the Arizona fans are so upset about him being traded away. In this case, management, the ownership can look like the villain instead of our beloved, you know, Goldie choosing to leave at the end of next season. So I think this was the best move for everybody involved. He goes to a town where he will be beloved by the fans because they worship baseball like it's a religion in St. Louis. And I think that he'll have an opportunity to shine there, possibly stay there long term, or possibly impress another team and get that big contract that rightfully he's deserved. He gave, you know, Kevin Towers a discount when he signed for what he did. And he was doing that, I think, in the grand scheme of things. One, because he's a humble guy and probably saw the money that they offered him as being enough. And two, I think he was trying to do it for the benefit of the team. I think he was trying to leave the team money so that they would put key players around him and try to win. It's not to say that they didn't make it. They definitely didn't do it successfully.
Two questions here. One, maybe am I the only one, first question, growing tired of Phoenix crying poverty all the time when they are the fifth largest city. But every time it's time to pay a bunch of people, they cry poverty. But the Giants are able to do it, and I always hear, well, the Giants fill up the seats. But we all know gate revenue doesn't always have a lot to do with the money that you have because it's really TV money. So you could have 10 people in the stand and still – make your payments. And then two, on the upside of that, then are the Diamondbacks running the Yankees okie doke, where the Yankees traded a reliever at trade deadline, got a bunch of prospects, and then at the end of the year signed them back. So they got the prospects and their players back, or and their player back. Are the Diamondbacks running that same okie doke, Derek? Did they trade them and they hopefully they get them back next year?
You never know. You never know. And I mean, man, would that make teams happy? That would make fans so happy. But I think in the grand scheme of things, it was more of the Diamondbacks knowing they weren't going to afford him after this season. So why not trade him now? It's similar to what happened with Patrick Corbin and AJ Pollock, but unfortunately the team was in contention last year. I think if the Diamondbacks were in third place throughout the trade deadline last year, we probably would have seen Patrick Corbin traded away. But it's hard to trade away your best pitcher that season when the team is in first place. You know, I think fans would have revolted against that as well. So it's hard because if the team is doing well, but then they are not doing well enough to say, like in your eyes as management, win a World Series, you have to make those tough decisions. At least in this case, nobody's really batting an eye about Patrick Corbin leaving for that amount of money. I don't think Diamondbacks fans would have been happy if the Diamondbacks would have gave Corbin that kind of contract. So good for him. He got his, and that's what every athlete in this game is trying to do, is get that kind of money that Patrick Corbin got paid by the Nationals. And again, it's kind of the same thing with Goldie at the end of the season. If someone offered him, you know, $120 million and you know, the Diamondbacks can't even come close to it, you could be like, well, yeah, no. Go, my friend. You deserve that money, you know. I think it's really coming down to the fact that the Diamondbacks are finally having to pay the debts that are owed. They're finally having to come to terms with some of these contracts to get out of this, you know, huge amount of negative money that's not doing anything positive for the team. You know, I'm pretty sure there are 713 days on Yasmani Tomas's contract left. Not that I'm counting, but that's one of those things that I'm sure Mike Hazen has circled definitely on his calendar. You know, things like that are just deals that were done that, I mean, essentially sunk this team competitively for a number of years. And there comes a time where you have to start, you know, kind of cutting back and allowing for those debts to be paid. And I think that's what we're seeing now.
I think I really like your law line, AZ. 98.7 Sports, AZ, the man himself, Derek Montilla. Yeah, I like that. That's funny. Living the life in Reno, by the way. Everyone else takes a bus. He flies to the next city. But that's a whole different subject. Real quick,
lies.
Derek, I firmly believe this.
He has a guy that carries him in a little baby Bjorn everywhere he goes.
He can afford it. I don't like taxpayers paying for stadiums. But here's the flip side to that. I think people are short-sighted when they say, let the team go, we'll get another one. One, I'm a Suns leader. But two, you can't just let the Suns go. You can't even let them leave downtown. And here's why. You're revitalizing downtown. Downtown is thriving.
Correct.
You can't take something
right
that has 48 a year bringing 20,000 people physically downtown to where it's thriving and then just say, well, they should pay for everything. No, it's a mutual benefit. Now, do I think Sarver should pay half? Yes, he should pay half. But at the same time, there is a benefit for the city of Phoenix keeping the Suns in downtown Phoenix. Or am I off with that?
No, are you kidding me? There's a huge benefit. Nobody wants to be the fake Browns, you know? Nobody wanted to see the Browns leave to Baltimore and win a championship and then get this fake version of the Browns that's still equally terrible. You know, there's no and how's that working out for Seattle also? That's another thing. Is I've never seen a fan base more angry about losing their franchise than Seattle, and they still don't have one. I know they're still trying to rectify that, but they still don't have one. So like you said, it's not as easy as just saying, well, look, we'll get another one back. We'll do it right now, whatever the case may be. It's not the way that it works out. It's not that easy, you know. I think on one side, I will say that Robert Sarver is a terrible enough owner that I am to a point where I can see people's frustrations and see people ready to just call it a day, you know. They would rather try their luck at getting an expansion team than deal with Robert Sarver being the owner of this team anymore. That beloved lady yesterday who is a hero to all of us, said everything that everybody needed to know about Robert Sarver. And so I think that we're just in a position now where everybody wants to see the team succeed. And, you know, it's things like opposing coverage guys, you know, opposing reporters talking about how empty, you know, the stadium was the other night. Well, you know, it's like those are expensive seats and people aren't willing to pay any longer for, you know, just to go watch basketball. You know, it gets hard to go watch a team be so uncompetitive. I don't even know if that's a word, but so bad as the Suns have been.
Give everyone your information. How can they get a hold of you?
I am on Twitter all the time, as you say, @cap_caveman with a K. You guys can get me on Arizona Sports. I am the co-host of the Ain't No Fang podcast over there, as well as if you're into pro wrestling, check out thesteelcage.com.
Have you noticed I never comment on your sports comments? I always comment when it's something that you get in trouble with your wife about. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed. There's a consistency there. I get in trouble with my wife quite a bit, though. So, I mean, it gives you ample opportunities to comment on those things.
I'm just saying, we are beyond the sports realm, considering that I hope you're saving up because I've already picked out the honeymoon spot for that I think my son deserves to go to.
Man,
so hopefully you already saved enough for this stuff.
Can we let the kids pick? I mean, no, we're gonna spend my money that way. I mean, if that's the case, we're going too. That's all I'm saying. We're going on the honeymoon as well. We won't hang out with them. We'll just go wherever they're going. All right.
All right. Well, then in that case, I'll pay my own way. I'm good then. Let's send them there. Yo, man, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I know you spent your time.
Oh no, it's cool. It's good. It's. I'm gonna go cry about Arizona sports as a whole in general, and you know, maybe cry myself to sleep because it's a
ASU?
Really hard time.
Except ASU.
I'm wearing my hoodie right now because I knew I'd be talking to you today. So yeah, let's go. Forks up.
My man. Hey, give the family my love, please, bro.
Will do. Same for you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody listening and to you and yours, man.
All right, brother. I appreciate you so much. I'm right back at you.
All right.
That's the man there, boy. Derek Montiel. Listen, you guys just don't know how far back me and this dude go. So one day we'll do a secret ghost podcast and tell everyone some stuff. But, yeah, he's right. Look, I understand. Fans don't want to keep paying to see a team that's not really competitive. And I guess I better play this because we are talking about the Suns.
This is Trevor Ariza with the Phoenix Suns, and you're in the cave with PLR.
I don't even know how much longer I'm going to be able to play that. But it's true. I'm going to fork over. Listen, nobody wants to fork over an $80 ticket, and you're not going by yourself. So you're not going to fork over $160 for tickets, a $10 hot dog each, $15 to park, and you can't eat a hot dog without drinking something. A large pop is like $10. So to take just two people to a game without sitting in nosebleed, you're spending almost $250. And like I said, there's several times where we've seen Coach Igor Kokoskov say the effort wasn't there. I think that's the part, you guys. Suns leaving is not the option. It's not the option. Switching over to football before we make that jump up out of here and get this weekend going. Carson Wentz, bad back, out. He's done for the year. No surgery needed. But has to heal on his own. He can't play anymore. Listen, let me ask you a question. Carson Wentz, it's about time to pay him. Does he get that money? Because Carson, I don't want to say injury prone. Is he injury prone? Huh. Just saying. Giants, I firmly believe this. If they find a way to win this week, I'm going to worry about them winning out. And possibly making a run at that last playoff spot. They have to do it without Odell again, though. They have to do it without Odell. Pittsburgh, win this game. Otherwise, you're in trouble. You're in trouble in two reasons. One, you can win this game and still get in the playoffs. But if you have to face New England, once again, you're going to go into that playoffs knowing that you can't beat New England. You got to win this week. And Pittsburgh defense, do something. Put some heat on Brady. Don't play that zone that allows Brady to say, oh, wait, don't, another tenth of a second, he'll be open. You need to put some pressure on him if you expect to win this game. Really just that simple. In college football, ASU plays Fresno State this week. In the long run, it's going to be a good game, y'all. I'm pubbing it. I'm watching it. I'm telling you, go for it. Check this game out. Go Sun Devils. I know I'm not supposed to be biased, but the hell with you, I'm biased. Go Sun Devils. College basketball, the ASU men's team, down to Georgia. They're playing Georgia of the SEC, the Bulldogs, up to Vanderbilt to play the Commodores. And then that gauntlet doesn't stop. They come back home to play Kansas, the Jayhawks. So it's going to be Nevada, Georgia, Vanderbilt, Kansas. This is a four-team stretch gauntlet that's going to be big for ASU, and I love it. Listen, I'm not going to throw dirt on the dead. I'm not going to speak ill of the dead, but this is the way you schedule an out-of-conference basketball program. You do not just schedule Sacramento, Union State, South Central side at campus in California, Sacramento, and Los Angeles. You don't schedule those teams. They don't get you ready. They don't get you mentally tough. They don't get you prepared. Coach Bobby Hurley talked about how scheduling Georgia on Saturday and then Vanderbilt on Monday or Friday and Sunday, I forget exactly, but it replicates the way they are going to play their Pac-12 schedule, a game, break, and then a game. They played Nevada tough, held their heads up. Nevada's a very good team. They fell short, but they were right in that game, and they proved that they could play with just about anyone in this country. So another good watch this weekend. Breaking news out of Chicago, Jabari Parker is no longer part of the rotation for the Chicago Bulls. Interested to see how long this marriage lasts now. Very team-friendly contract. Look for Jabari to be either traded or bought out. I made a couple calls to the city myself, and that's what I was told, either possibly traded or bought out. Got it confirmed, so don't treat it as such. Thank you guys for joining me this week. Big line of guests set up next week. We'll get more into it as the week goes on. Thank you, Derek Montilla, for giving a call. AZSports.com's very own. Lou, my buddy, called in again today. I appreciate it. All calls may be to Kerry Lackey Law Line. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page at the Sports Cave. Cave is always with a K. Make sure you are getting us at thesportscave.com. Cave is always with a K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Until next week, everyone, have a great weekend. My dick guy is turning 9 tomorrow, so shout out big time to my son, the one and only PLR Jr. 9 of the best years of my life. Very proud of this young man. Until next week, this is PLR. So for everyone else, and this show for my son, PLR Jr., this has been The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone have a great weekend.